Okay, good morning. Today is election day in Israel. Should be a chag, actually, I suppose, if you read that article. Big schut. Never said tachanun, that's right. So we'll learn maybe that whoever is meant to win HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he always does, should make sure that things work out, that when they're meant to work out. Okay, so we're on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. And we're starting at Daf Kufla and Beramut Bet at the bottom. Amar Rav Chisda, Eshrim v'arba matnot kohuna kol. There's 24 matnot of kohuna. And we saw the other day that the Gemara said 9, and Rashi said that he worked out 15. And we saw the Daf will say that they're 24. And here comes the 24 kohuna kol kohen she'enu. But actually, we only will see on today's Daf a little bit later exactly the 24. But yeah, it says like this: Eshrim v'arba matnot kohuna kol kohen she'enu baki b'hen enot nino matnot. You see this? And if a kohen isn't baki, doesn't get the matana. The love milti. The Gemara says that's not true. So that is what Rav Chisda says. The Gemara says that's not the case. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Amir, call Kohen Shalom Wadi Bavoda. You can prove now that it's got nothing to do with whether he knows and understands the Avoda or not. Because what is the Brayta? The Brayta says, call Kohen Shalom Wadi Bavoda. Doesn't acknowledge the Avoda. He doesn't accept that that's his Avoda. Ain't lo chedek b'kuna. He hasn't got a chedek in the kuna. Shnei mara makrivet adam mashlimet ashlamim v'lachedem v'l'aron. Lo tiye shok amin l'mana. He says there the makriv et dam ashlamim. He gets the yamin of the mana. Ain't yele ze bilvar. Minari rabot chamesh eshe avodot. Where is the rest of the chamesh avodot? Kegon ha-yitzikot v'blilot v'aptikot v'amelichot. Nufot v'agashot v'akimitot v'amtarot v'amelichot. These are all the avodas of the Kohanim, right? We know what they are. Yetzika is the blila is with the mincha, and ptitot is breaking them up, and melicha is putting the salt on the meat, nufot and waving the korbanot, vagashot and bringing the stuff to the mizbeach, the kmitza of the and haktarot burning the mizbeach, the melika is the killing of the bird, right, of the melikot, the kabbalot is the kabbalah of the dam, Rashi says, and hazaot is the zrika of the dam, says Rashi, vahashkaat sota, giving the sota woman the stuff to drink, varifat iglarufa, and breaking the neck of the iglarufa, vataharata metzora, and in this week's parasha, exactly what we learned about now, right? Basically coming there and doing the tarata, making the metzora, or tameh tahor, v'nesiut kapayim, and doing duchening for the kohen, bein rifnim v'chutz, Rashi says, yeah, bein rifnim v'migdash kiniktiv v'yisarot et yadav, or bein v'chutz, v'gvulin, v'chol ir v'ir v'bet kneset. It's either in the Bet HaMikdash or in the Bet HaKnesset. These are all, where do we know that a Kohen who doesn't modeh b'avodah, doesn't do the avodah? Talmud lomar, mibnei Aharon. Avodah ha'amura li bnei ha'aron. It's specifically to bnei Aharon. Says Rashi there, look at mibnei Aharon. Seife dekra de la'elhu. Right, that's the end of this passage which we quoted already. Amakriv et adam edam hashtamim et chelev mibnei Aharon lo tiye. He gets it. Right, v'chol kohen she'enu modeh ein lo lechelik b'kohuna. So the Gemara said like this: v'chol kohen she'enu modeh ba ein lo chelik b'kohuna. Now we come to the proof. Here's the proof. Why doesn't he have chelik b'kohuna? Time of why? De'enu modeh ha modeh ba. But even if he does modeh ba, afagav de'enu baki vahen, he does get it. So we see that it's not like Rav Chisda said that you got to be a baki. No. Baki is not the mivchan yet, not the tester. The test here is whether you modeh or not. If you modeh, you get it. Amrav. Chutin shebelechi asurin. Yuhan lochia. He says the chutin shebelechi asurin. The strands of meat, right? These chutin. Rashi says over here shebelechi asurin mishum dam. Not the gid, I don't think. The gid isn't got dam. I don't know why, because it's strange. Because we've learned that gidim don't have blood. The gidim are dry. I'm Muzar. Yeah, we said the Gideon or don't have blood. I don't understand why. But again, yeah, whatever, it part of the, huh? Well, we always, up until now, it's been the learning. We've learned the Gideon or dry, they don't have blood. So that's why, I don't know why he translates there as Chutin as Gideon. Mati says they translate there, the art scroll, Chutin as Gideon. What note is it, number? Yeah, it's a mispar. It says that the blood that is in the Gidim doesn't come out with melicha. Okay. I don't know where the blood comes from. Okay, whatever. So the chutin shemelechi asri, why? B'chol kohen she'enu yodeh litlan. And any Kohen who isn't able to do trade bringing, I suppose, right? Isn't able to extract these gidim from the mouth, ain notnin lo matana. We don't give him that matana. The Gemara says, again over here, velohi, not the alocha. Why? Because ibetavia, if you roast it, Rashi betzli, if you grill it, mediv da'i, we see that the blood will run out. Vila kedayon, if it's going to cook it in a pot, you want it not for roasting, but you want to cook it in a pot. Id michtach lehu, malach lehu, if you chop it up, you cut it and you salt it, mediv da'i, the blood will come out. So therefore, there's no real problem here, even though it might not be straightforward, but you can cut it and the blood will come out. Or if you roast it, the blood will come out. You see that? So therefore, there isn't a reason not to give it him. Amar Rabba. Now, the Agor Rabbah changes from Rava to Rabba. He says, Badaklan Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef used to check us, right? He grilled us on this. He quizzed us, right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Menase Otanu. He would Menase Otanu check us. Im Neida Lahashiv, if we know how to answer. V'Rabba, the Agor Rabbah changes this to Rabba as well. Kohenaya, he was a Kohen.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Now, I think that Rava was also a Kohen. But I'm not sure. I think we're going to maybe see later on. That's why there could be a bit of a mix-up over here, who this is, Rava or Rava. But in other words, Rava and Rav Yosef were contemporaries, no? At the end of the Gemara, we learned that, at the end of Arayot, there was Rava was Oker Harim, and Rav Yosef was... Rava and Rav Yosef were Balei Bari Plukta. They were contemporaries. They were Bari Plukta. That was Rabbi Yosef. They were the both the Rosh Yeshiva. Yeah. One after the other. No, that was Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi was Oker Arim and Rabbi Yosef was, he was like the Baki. He was the Bekiut guy. Yeah. What do we say? We had the different, that's the famous Sinai and Oker Arim. That was Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. That's why I'm surprised that it's that Agudabach changes this to Rabbi. Anyhow, Rabbi Badak Rabbi Yosef. Hi Kahana. Right, the Chatif Matnata, right, this Kohen who would go and he'd chap the Matanot. We saw the other day Rashi explained chapping Matanot from the kids. So the same thing over here. Hi Matnat, Chatif Matnata, mitinokot shenos inotam la Kohanim. There were the parents would send with their children the Matanot to Kohanim. And this Kohen himself, if he would chap it, right, he says like this. In other words, the Kohen is coming to get the. Now, the question is follows. Hello. Right, when we said the Kohen was Chatif Matnata, do we say 12 lines? I just started a new sugya there. We started again. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi said like this. Badak dan ran Rabbi Yosef. Rest of you to check us. Hi kahane the chati mana. So the coin, the kids would bring the food, and the coin would go and grab it from the kids. It was coming for him, right? It was on his way. It was coming to him, but he was the coin. He'd grab it. I think. So the question that Rabbi Yosef asked him was chivuve kemechavev mitzvah. Was it out of the love of the mitzvah? He was so excited he couldn't wait. He went and he grabbed it to do the mitzvah. Look at Rashi. Mi amrina, do we say chavuve kemecha mitzvah v'yafe, who was saying that what he's doing is the right thing? Or zilzulze kemezalze mitzvah. Was he being mezalzel the mitzvah, right? You don't do that. You wait. Upashtanelei, and I answered, says Rabbah, upashtana, I answered him for the pasuk v'natan. It says, v'natan v'lo shitur atzmo. The pasuk, they read the pasuk. It says, v'zeh yeh mishpat ha-kohanim, eh, pa'amez, Benatan la kohen hazroa v'alechayim v'akev. You got to give it to the kohen. So you don't got to take it. You get it. You give it. Right? So see, that was the answer. Benatan la kohen loshit la kohen me'atzmo. Amar Abaya. Abaya said even more than that. He says, Marish, at the beginning outset, Abaya is also a kohen, it appears, right? Because Abaya himself would take it, right? Amar Abaya. Abaya said that I also have a chatifne matnata. I used to take it. Why? I mean, chivuve kemechave mitzvah. Kevan de shamane lahav. When I heard what Rabbi said, that it's not a mitzvah, that's vizilzuk, it's being natan. V'natan v'loshi yitom atzmo michtaf lo chatifna. I wouldn't grab it anymore and snatch it. Meimar amri. But what did I used to say? Havuli, give it to me. Right? I'd say, have a look at Rashi there. Meimar amri. Hayiti sho'alo bepe malay. Now, it's interesting, lashon here. Bepe malay, meaning with a lot of confidence. It was like almost like an instructive term, right? Shiti savur, shu chivu mitzvah. I would say, give it to me. I would think that's a mitzvah, right? I want it, give it to me. In other words, don't ask with all humility. I wouldn't snatch it, but I'd say, give it to me. Right? The chayvan de shamane leha. But once I heard, what I heard, they quote a brighter. I heard this brighter. The time there was a brighter. And the brighter quotes a pasuk. The pasuk says like this, v'lo halchu banav bidrachav. Talk about Shmuel over here. Shmuel HaNavi. his kids didn't go in his way. Vayitu acharei habatza, right? They went after batza, greed. Vayikhu shochad vayatu mishpat. I actually thought it was talking about Bnei Eli, to be honest with you. But the Gemara says, seems to be over here, that says it's Bnei Shmuel. Look here, vayitu acharei habatza. Rabbi Meir Omer, Bnei Shmuel, chelkam sha'alu bifehem. Okay, you know, look at Rashi there. Chelkam, Bnei Shmuel. He says, yeah. But so made for Masir Rishon, right? Look over here. Look at Rashi over here. Chelkam shemulim. The Megane Luhuk cry to Bnei Shmuel. The pasuk is Megane, right? It's very belittling of them. It's degrading. It says, "Vayitu achrei abatza." They went after the batza. I remember shelo haya averat gezel. They never stole anything. Ela chelik levaya kagon Masir Rishon. Here we go. See, there's the answer. Like Masir Rishon, hayu sho'alin b'fir. They'd go and ask for it. So you see over here, Abaye says, I used to first snatch it. Then I heard they're snatching it. They used to ask for it. Now I even heard from the way that the Torah, that the Tanakh refers to Bnei Shmuel, used to ask for things, that even there's not a good way. Right? Meimar nami lo aminas, even that I wouldn't say. Fiyavuli shakil. If they gave it to me, I would take. Okay, so we've got a three levels of yes: snatching, asking, taking, receiving. And look at this. V'chevan d'shaman l'ha. And when I heard this, even further, the Tanya, you've got a brighter over here. This is a brighter from Masechet Yoma. Hatznu'in moshchin et yedehem. The tznu'im, look at Rashi over here. Hatznu'im moshchin et yedehem. B'chiluk lechem hapanim. When it came to the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash, when they would hand out the lechem hapanim, this is every Shabbos. Right, the tznuim never took. Can we say kedyomer? But teref bekalfi, mishemet shimon atzadik nishtacha me'ara belechem apanim. Right, basically the lechem apanim after Shimon atzadik died wasn't such a fancy thing. People didn't want it. There was something happened there. I'm not sure exactly what the story was. You can probably read the notes, but something happened and people realized that it wasn't. They didn't want it. Va'gargaranim cholkim. Right, then mishkal nami loshkil. So says Abaya, I even stopped taking. Right, once they would offer me stuff. Levar, but look at this. Bimale yomed dikri. I think we've seen this story before, but it's quite familiar. Kiddushin, there we are. We've learned this before. Taka, it was suddenly sounded very familiar. This is Gemara. He says, Levar mimale yomed dikipure, other than Erev Yom Kippur. Right, why did he, nonetheless, on Erev Yom Kippur, he still took the matanut as a Kohen? Leachzuke nafshaye bakahane. To still be mechuzak, to have a chazok, I was a kohen. Look at Rashi there. And I remember what I said on the shiur when we spoke about this. I quoted Rockefeller Center. Do you remember? That I said, Rockefeller Center used to belong to New York University. And once a year, they used to close off the road.
Yeah, it must have been a Friday.
It wasn't a Friday.
I remember that.
Right? And Rockefeller Center used to close off the road so that the people would know it was private property. That was right. I remember that. That was in Masechet Kiddushin. I remember that. Right. Lachzuke nafshai bekahane. Right. Look at Rashi. Yeah. Lachzuke nafshai bekahane. Shelo yishtaka chadava shani kohen. People shouldn't forget that I'm a kohen. Right. So Rashi adds in here uparich. So the Gemara asks a question. I don't understand. Why do you need once a year to get this matanas so that you can have a chazok or a kohen? Velifros yade. Go duchen. Right? If the whole purpose is you don't want any kavod, you just want to forget your kohen, right? Yifros yadav leduchen kol hashana u'machzik nafshe. We're going to go duchen every day and become your kohen. Don't get matanas. There's no matanot you being a kohen in duchening. Go duchen. So he says, no, ansei lei idnei. He was anus. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Itim shekavale talmidav. Here it says, answer the idnei. Never had the time for it, right? Because the time shekavale talmidav, hayu tordim oto milisar kapav. He was so busy answering his talmid, he never had a chance to go and do duchening. Shaya osek le talmidav be'et hatzibur shehatzibur nesfim lebet hakneset. The time of shachrit, when everyone was davening, he was busy with his talmidim. Therefore, never had the time. But if you look at Meshor HaShas over here, on the vav there, he's got a different answer. It's ba'aruch erich. Anas, when he says Anus, perish Abaya Hayalo Choli. He had some sort of sickness. Mesurashas. The Vadushurashas. or that he was sick.
He has an intestinal ailment and could not control his bowel movement.
Okay, well, that must be the Mesorah Shas.
That's from the Rif and the Rosh.
Okay, well, the Aruch here brings it here. Ba'aruch Erech Anas Perish Abaya Alo Choli. Ayen Sham. So that must be the Roshan, that's the Makor. That he has some sort of sickness over there. Now, Amar Rav Yosef, another halach, Amar Rav Yosef.
Wasn't this after the
Beis HaMikdash
was destroyed? What are we talking about?
Abaya was an Amora in Babel. What do you mean the Beis
HaMikdash
was destroyed?
So what are we talking about? He was taking the bread from the
Yom
Kippur.
Matanot, the Lechaim and the Zroa and the Lechaim, what bread?
Okay.
The Lechem Apanim, he learned from Lechem Apanim that during the time, the Kohanim, the Tznu, never used to take the Lechem Apanim. He learned from there, there's a mitzvah not to even go and get something when people give it to you. They're not grab it, not ask for it, not even take it. That's got nothing to do with Abaya. I'm Rav Yosef. Hi, if you both thought of it, I'm to blame. I apologize.
No,
I obviously didn't explain it properly. If you both thought it that way, no. One of you maybe. I'm Rav Yosef. Hi, Kahana. See, we saw this last one before, Dachi, when we were very poor. So Rav Yosef said like this, if you've got a Kohen, hi, this Kohen, that he's got a Talmid Chochem, look at the conditions. He has to first be a tzur mirabana, a talmid chochem, b'shvivuta in his area, like in his neighborhood. He's got a talmid chochem who dachuk le milta, and he's very, Rashi points out that who's the dechike milta, the lahu tzurba, not the kohen, the tzur mirabana, right? The talmid chochem, he's very poor. Right? Look at Rashi, v'akohen rotze lehahanoto. And the kohen wants to try and find a way for him to get some sort of hana from it. And we saw previously the answer with Rav, who was it? It was Rav Tarbel. Not Rav Tarbel, Rav Tavla, Tavler. Who was, remember when he had that Tavla or something, right? Where was on? Where he had his Ushpizin. Where was it?
Ah,
okay. Rav Ushpizin Ched Rav Tavla. Kohen Hava, Mahava Dachik Le Milta. Remember, he's Barabai, he was a poor guy. And he said to him, go be a partner with the butcher, remember? He said, because if you're a Kohen, you're a partner, and he becomes patur. So let's see. So here's another solution here, right? So we're high kahana. He's got a poor guy in his neighborhood. Liskei lei matnata. He can give him something from his matana. In other words, even though he's not a Kohen, the Kohen can mezake him with some of his matana. But look what's interesting over here. This is the important part. The afal gav de lo ati leyadei. Even if he doesn't get away, he can say to the he's a Kohen, I'm entitled to the Matana, I can say to Michael, when you're shechting your animal, give it to that, well, not you, because you're not a Talmid Chochem, poor, clever, you're rich Talmid Chochem. Right? But I'm saying, I'm the Kohen, he's the Kohen, the other way around, I'm the poor Talmid Chochem. He's the Kohen, he can say to you, give it to me. Right? And I don't have to actually get it and then give it to me.
Can you say we should not?
No, well, here we are trying to help the guy.
So
not for me.
The
Kohen wants to help the poor guy.
Yeah,
so you can't be a tzaddik on his cheshbon now. Yeah, you want to help the guy. So you want to be a tzaddik, he must off because you're a tzaddik. No, you want to help him. So you say to the Israel, give my matana to him.
It's not okay. The I don't need it, give it to him.
Right? Well, even if I need it, he needs it more than
me. No.
Exactly.
But does he have to be poor and a scholar to do it?
Well, that's what Yosef says. He has to be poor. Ahu kahana deitlei tzur b'mirabanan b'shivutei u'dechikelei milta. Yes. Two conditions here. It seems like these are two conditions. Lizkelei magnatev afa gav dat liyada. Right. He says over here, look here. B'machrei kahuna u'levaya. Look at Rashi. What do you mean machrei kahuna u'levaya here? B'kohen shayan nikar ba'ir. This is a well-known kohen. V'rov b'nei adam ohavim oto. Okay, so that's a good example. Right, most of the people, everyone loves him. V'notnin lo amatanot. Uv'oto kohen amrinan diachol lezakot ma'ashotav la'acher. Talking about his maser now, not even his matanot, but even his maser. Right? Afal gav delo ati leyadei. Machri Rashi says, lashon ish me'et makaro. Right, which is he's well known. But now ma'asarot, ma'asot, we're not talking about truma here. What goes to the, or levi, okay, levi would be ma'aser, right. So he says, b'machre kuhuna ulevaya. So with the kuhuna, it can't be truma because he can't do truma, so it must be the matanot I'm speaking about. And the levi can do the same thing with his matanot, with his truma, with his ma'aser rishon. The Levi goes there, give my master rishon to a poor guy. The Trumat master would have to be taken out of it to go to the Kohen. But the Levi can give his stuff away as well. So now, we've got the background of what Rav Yosef said. Okay, that Rav Yosef gave the halocha. Now we've got a case. Rava v'Rav Safra ikla'u lebeimar Yochane bereid Rav Chane bar Ada. Some say, was it him? It was Beimar Yochane bereid Rav Chane bar business. Other Rav Chane bar, other Rav Chane business, but it doesn't matter. Avid lehu igle tilte. Now we know igle tilte means either the best, the third one, or a three-year-old, but a beautiful egil. They made us mamash, a delicacy was being cooked for them. Amale Rav l'shamei. Now look here carefully. Rashi says, Rav says to l'shamei, who, l'shamei of who? Not to Rav l'shamei. Rashi says, Amale Rav l'shamei, l'shamsho shel bar habayit. So either this Rav Yochanan bereid Rav Chanu bar Bizna, right? One of them. But look interesting here. Amale Rav l'shamei, l'shamsho shel bar habayit, v'hu kohen. The Shamus was a Kohen, right? The Shamus was a Kohen. U'balabayit noten lo matnotav. The Balabayit gives his matanot of the Zora, the Lechaim, and the Zora, Lechaim, and Shok, and the Zora, the Kaver, thank you, to his Shamus. Remember now, Shamus is the Kohen. He gets the matanot. The Balabayit's the big shot. Rather, and Rav Safra are now eating at this Balabai's house. And the Shamus is the Kohen. Rav said to the Shamus, Zachi lan matnata. He says, give man, look at Rashi there. Zachi lan matnata. Ten li reshut, likach matnotecha leochlam. He says to the Shamus, give me reshut, Zachi lan matnata. Your matanot that you give from the Balabait, give me reshut to eat it. Right, the tongue goes with the cheeks. It's part of the whole matana, right? He wants the tongue. The tongue already there was a delicacy, right? I don't know how anyone can eat a tongue, but anyhow, right? Remember we saw... I'm not joking.
First of all, in the Gemara, I think it was Kiddushin. They say that the tongue is the best animal, the best part of the animal.
That you remember, eh? Right.
So I think someone bought, went out to buy money for Shabbos
and you bought the tongue. Could be. I also remember something like that. Okay. But there's another story about with a guy where he says, go and buy me something best meat with Lashon Hora, the best and the worst. They're both the tongue. Right. We spoke about it also. Right. Ubaina lemei chalishna b'chardana, shehu davar chashuv. Right. It's a growing Baba Metzia, David. How do I know that Rashi says it? Look here. We'll see this soon in the Bechorot. In about a month's time, we'll learn this Gemara. Nami Amir Rava have mevatel trumot chutzlaretz berov and vachilei b'mei tumato mihum minafshei lo matzi shakil. Look at this. Rashi points out to Rava for himself lo matzi shakil. He didn't want to take the matanas for himself. Dichti v'natan v'lo sheyitol. Because we learn from Ula, right? You don't take, you wait for someone to give you. He also never asked to give it to me. Because the same halacha. The Tanya, we learned the Brita. Chelkam she'elu b'fnem, like about Shmuel's children. Lahachi shaklam b'torat zar al yedei netinat kohen. So yeah, he didn't take them as a kohen. Took him as a zar. Right? Al yedei netinat, the kohen gave it to him. It wasn't that he was taking it as a kohen. You with me? Rashi points out, a Ravi in this job of here, when he asked the Shamus of the Balabai to give it to him, he was asking the Kohen to give it to him as a Zar, not as a Kohen. But he wasn't saying, give it to me because I'm Zakai to the Matana. You know what I mean? Big difference here, because he wouldn't ask. Right? Even though the Shamus himself never got it, Samach Rava Adrav Yosef did El. Remember, look what Rava said. Rava said to him to the Shamus, Zachi li matnata. What's going on over here? The Balabait normally gave his Shamus his matanot. Rava wanted the matana because he wanted for some reason to eat an important food. Or the lishna of the charda. Maybe he thought the koi wouldn't properly. Didn't want to take it from the barabai because we learned don't take. Venatan. Didn't want to ask for it because we learned the brides don't even ask for it. So he asked the shamus if he can let the barabai be mezake it to Rava. In other words, to skip out the coin in the middle. And he would get not as a coin, as a zar. Okay, so Rava is instituting the halacha of Yosef. Hi Kahana, the itle tsubim rabbanan b'shvutei levdichle milta. Rav is a tsubim rabbanan. He's not a tavamina. He's a tamid chochem. Is he poor? I'm not sure. And you allow that the kohen can mezake that guy without it actually coming into the hands of the kohen to begin with. Everything clear now? Right. Rav is carrying out Rav Yosef's right. So now Rav Achal, Rav Safra Achal, Rav ate. Rav Safra didn't eat. Look at Rashi. Rav Achal, Rav Safra didn't eat it. Why? Mishum de lo mate liyadei de shama. Why didn't he eat it? Because it never came to the shamas first. Which Rav Safra didn't accept the halacha of Rav Yosef.
Yosef.
Rav Yosef doesn't have to go through the coin first. Rav said, I'll probably give it to me. And Rav Safra said, no, until the coin gets it, he can't give it to me. Right? Now what's going on over here? Akruei Rav Safra Bechalma. Rav Safra got in a dream. Someone came to Rav Safra and read to him in a dream. And what did he read in the dream? He reads in the following pasuk. He reads it like this. Give me English translation of the pasuk if you got it there. Ma'ade beged b'yom kara. Right? So ma'ade Rashi says, yeah, we get Rashi all translated. Nasty word. Rashi says like this. Rashi, Matthew, let me read please. Yeah. Ma'ade beged b'yom kara. Beged balui v'nirkav. Okay, so ma'ade beged. This is a worn out beged on a cold day. In other words, a worn out beged on a cold day. Uke beged edim be'etakor. Eino shave klum. Doesn't really help you much, right? Well, on a cold day, you want a clothing that covers you. If it's full of holes, what good is it to you? Right, that's the first part of the pasuk. Chometz al neter v'shar bashirim alevra. Chometz al neter. Look at Rashi. Ukemo chometz al neter. Rashi says, yeah, ukemo chometz. Just like chometz al neter. She'en lemafsido. Neter who means sarif. Right? So what is he explain it? Translated in Markle, the chometz al neter?
Neter.
Doesn't say what? On? What? Elam. On balm.
Elam.
A-L-U-M. Elam. Maze neter? Shechasham. Don't know what this means. He says min tsarif aluma. Rashi says yeah, aluma beloaz. Aluma. Alum. I don't know.
It's a mineral.
Mineral, okay. Ken shar b'shrim alevra. Ken ha'omer divrei Torah. So too. With all these things basically. Like chometz al neter. Okay, you basically, okay, we understand now. You got worn out clothes and you mix vinegar with neter. So basically ruins the neter, obviously. And v'shar b'shrim. Also, if you sing shirim alevra. Ken ha'omer divrei Torah. L'misha no yodeh lavin bahim. If you give a guy a divrei Torah, he doesn't understand what's going on. You're wasting your time. So all these things are a waste of time. Basically, this is the pasuk that gets read to Rav Safra in his dream. Like imagine Rav Safra every time he chochem, wakes up in the morning, he says, what's going on here? Why are they reading me this dream, right? I don't understand. My clothes are worn out. Waste of time. Everything's basically the wrong way around here. So now he gets pretty upset, Rav Safra. So Atle Kamerui goes to Rav Yosef. Amale dilma mishum da avre ashmaita damar akrayan hachi. He starts thinking, now, wait a second. Rav Yosef said, it doesn't have to go to the coin. It can go straight to the guy. I didn't want to listen to Rav Safra. I said, no, it didn't go to the coin. Maybe that's why I'm being punished. Maybe this dream is basically a no. You should have listened to Rav Safra, to Rav Yosef. So Amar Rav Safra says to him, no. Rav Nachman says, Rav Yosef got the way around. Ki Amri Anna, well, you were right, he said. When I said what I said, he's talking about Ba'acher with somebody else. Aval Shama, Ba'al Korchei Mezaki. He says, that doesn't work because the Shamas had no choice. Shamas isn't an independent person. He works for his barabayit. Now look over here. I think Rashi says it. Mishum da avdei ashama demar. No, hold on. Look at Rashi here. Mishum da avrei ashama demar. Shelo sikamti, shelo samachti al shmuatecha. This is what he says to Rav Yosef. Maybe Amar to the mutala tzubi rabban the kabla af agav. You said even in the next line. Ki amrei anesh. Rav Yosef says no. That's when the Kohen gives it to somebody who's not subservient to. Aval Shama, the Barabait, but the Shama's on the Barabait. What choice could he say no to Rava? It wasn't really free choice. Al Korcho Mezakir and Adam Chashu. Rava's an important guy. Rava comes to the Shamas. Shehu Baba Veitosho Barabait. Inami, right, he says, basically what happens here? Rava comes to the Barabait. The Barabait is his boss. When Rava, the important guy, is a guest of the Barabait, and he says to the Shamas, give me your matana, well, the Shamas can say to him, no. He said to him, no, who the hell are you? He can't say that. Of course he says yes. In a case like that, says Rava, Rav Yosef to Rav Safra, you never had to listen to me. You were right in not listening to me. In other words, the guy who was wrong here was who? Rava. So the question is, if that's the case, so he says, Amalek did you mishum the Avdash Matamachia? So he says, the Chi Amre Anna, Lamand lo Efshalei, Ha Efshalei. That's where it wasn't possible, right? So he says, Ve'ele my time Akran Zach. So why did the Pasuk get read to me that? And why was I given this Nizu from Shamayim? He says, Klape Rava. It was actually meant for Rava. It was meant for Rava. Why did it go to Rav Yosafra? So he says, Ulikara in the Rava. Then it should be read to Rava. Why is it read to Rav Safra? So he says, Rava Nazuf Hava. Rava was in trouble. Now, here's an amazing Rashi. Look at this Rashi here. He says, Klape Rava, Klomar al Rava. Right? Shelo Yada Lavin Betamosh Rav Yosef. He cruel Rava. He never understood Rav Yosef, therefore it was unto him. Look at Rashi here. Rashi says, yeah, Nazuf Hava. He says, Ani Shamati. Rashi says, I heard. I mean, from who did he hear? From his rabbi, right? He learned. Mishum dehitiach klapei ma'ad of Masechet Tan. In Masechet Tan is a story, the Ba'a Mitra lelo tzorech mishum yekara de'imei de Shvur Malka. The Shvur Malka, there was the Persian king, his mother, right, for her, out of kavod for her, there's a whole story there, that she basically asked them to intervene, and Rava, out of respect for her, asked for rain. Va'amrinan hatam. And then, after Masechet Tanya, it says, "Itchaze lei avur b'cham." His father came to him in a dream to Rava. V'amar lei, "Mika demitrach kame shamaya." Why are you causing shamayim trouble, making them bring rain not in the right season? Which Rava used his powers to bring rain when it shouldn't have been, right? Ashane duchteich, ashane duchtei. And his father said to him, "There, you better be careful. Change your place, shane makom, ashane duchtei." And he did. He went and he changed his place. Look at this. Lemachar, the following morning, Ashkechei lepure, he found his bed, he saw his bed, the Mirsham besakine, full of knife holes. Because his father told him, move, right? If he hadn't moved, he'd be full of knife holes. Sheno adu malachei chabala lohorgo balayla. Destructive angels came to kill him at night. Right? That's what Rashi says, Shamati. But now Rashi adds, and that's why he was Nazuf. And therefore, he was basically Shamayim and stopped talking to him because of that. And therefore, how are we doing for time? Okay. No, okay? Not no, good. Right. Velini Ra, says Rashi, Nazuf Mishum Haibai. So I says, no, I think it's because of this story over here. So Rashi says, yeah, Shamat, I think it's because of this. Anyway, okay, let's move. Let's start moving quickly now. We've got 15 minutes. Okay, let's carry on. Okay, I'm going too slowly, yeah? Amar Abai Rav Dimi, Upashte the crab and my kativ. He says, Upashte dekra, right? He says over here, what's the pshat? Amalei b'shnone talmid sheno hogen. When you teach to a talmid, it's not ra'ui. Amarav yudah amarav. Kol ha'shnone talmid sheno hogen nofel b'gehenom. Because the pshat of the pasuk, right? It says there about basically the remetz mix, the net spoiling, the chomet spoiling the net and the torn clothing and the singing together live. Question: Talmid shel hogen ofel begain. If teacher Talmid is not ra'ui, you got to gehen. Shneimar kol choshech tamun letzvonav tochleu eish. Lo nofach yeras shrid boalov. Ain't shrid the Talmid choshech shneimar b'shrim asher yikrim krak. Amar bizer. Okay, Amar Rav. Kol asher the Talmid shel hogen kezorek even a markulis. If you teach a Talmid who's not hogen, it's like basically doing a vodazor of markulis. Shneimar ketzror even b'margema kein noten exil kavod uchtiv lo naval exil ta'anog. Okay, basically good idea. Okay, but I'm the next part of the pasuk. I'll go through quickly now. But we start to have in my hand tzarich rishum. We said yesterday we learned a goy or a kohen. If you partners with them, you have to make a siman, right? Was it a goy as well as a Jew, or just a? Was it a kohen, right?
All
anochvim. Right.
Okay.
Right. So if you're right, you have to make a siman. So the Gemara says, "I fill you my ved kochavim." But why? Even a kohen kochavim? Why? Yes, even a kohen. Rashi says bitmiya. Why would the word kochavim? Rabbi got a brighter. A mishtatev im kohen tzarich lishom. Mishtatev im kochavim upsulei muktiv. Eno tzarich lishom. We got a brighter. Which says differently. It says that only with a kohen, if it's a over kochavim, or even if it's psulei mukdashim. Right. Look at Rashi. What does it mean psulei mukdashim? The second last line of Rashi, right at the end, there, says o hamocher psulei hamukdashim. What does it mean psulei mukdashim? That means any hekdesh that we got a mum. Right, she nifdu, and then it became. It was nifdo. You redeemed it. Veshachatan umachran, and you shechted and you sold it. Vehein pturim matanot. You don't have to give matanot there from there. We learned that, right? Because I'm a vaditin. The tzvi va'ayil kativ behu. Because it says tzvi va'ayil. Then we learned in our Mishnah. Then we learned the difference between if the mum came before it was mukdash, then it's. Has to give matanot. If the mum came after with mukdash, it doesn't give matanot. Remember, because it says we said it was kedushe guf, not kedushe dam. Remember, was the it, not the dam? Okay. So we got a bright that says no. It says no. Hachem maskina and the yati mevet kochavim am sachta. That's caused the goy. That bright to this when the goy is sitting outside the shop. Everyone can see that it's a goy. Gemara says, "No, chvate gabi kohen diyati am sachta." Amai tzarich rishon says it's the same thing. I'm just discussing about a goy sitting outside the shop. And you can see there's a koin. The Gemara says, no, Amar Basra Kazavin. He says, no, because what are we speaking about? Basra Kazavin. Look at Rashi. Rashi adds in there, Afilu haki de yativ koin amsach de lo hava yada. Even if the koin was sitting out of the tree, you wouldn't think that it was the koin that you're sending. Why? Lo hava yada enshei de koin shutaf. Even that is a shutaf. The Amre Bishra Kazavin. Basar who wrote it, I think that he just came to the shop to buy meat. Right? Why wouldn't you think the same thing about the goy? Because why would the goy come to buy meat from a kosher butcher? He'd go to a treif butcher. Why would he come to a kosher butcher? Right? So Gemara says, "Ihachi oved kachim nami imre kebasher gezavim." He said the same thing with the goy. Then that he came also to buy meat. The Gemara says, "No, elachem maskina." Now, so the Gemara accepts that and says, "You're right. It could be." Okay, so then, really, what's the story? Hachem maskina and deyativ oved kachim aksafta. Not amsachta. We had the word yesterday. Remember we had Amsachta, but the guy was a... Remember we had the word Amsachta yesterday? That was the story where he said to him, go with Rav Tavla. Where he said, go be a partner. And then we said that he only becomes a partner if it's the 2 or 3 weeks he's patur. But from the third week, he's no longer patur. And we said, if he's got a shop, he's not patur either. That was where we learned the word Amsachta. Remember that? Anybody? That was the word we said there. Tavla Masachta. Right? So that's the same word over here. The Gemara says, you're right. We're not talking about where he sat at the door of the shop, but where he sat aksafta on the safe, on the money, on the till. He was on the cash register. In other words, when the goy, right, the yativ of the goy sitting on the cash register, he's taking the money. We see he's a shutaf. The Gemara says, no, dichtav dichvata gabe coin yad vachzafta. Amai tzarich lishom. So same thing. If the coin is in the cash register, why do we need him to have a siman? The Gemara says, no, the Amre, himune himne. What's going on over here? Why would we say it's not good enough to see the coin on the cash register? Look at Rashi. Aroim hamune himne the shomram lo shelo yignavu mimenu. We think, no, it's not the coin's meat. We've got the coin there. It's a chicken that nobody steals from you. Now, look, here comes quite a difficult answer, right? So if that's the case, Oved Kochavim Nami, Amrei Himune Himne. Why do we say also when the goy is there, he's just looking after you? Ain Himune Oved Kochavim. We don't trust goy. You don't put goy to look after your money. Jews, if the goy is there, it's because it's a shutaf. If the goy is there, it's not because you want him to look after your money. Okay, you buy it, Aima. Another answer you could say is like this. Interesting one. Okay, so here's another possibility. Stam Oved Kochavim Mafa Pai. Look at Rashi. What does it mean, Mafa Pai? He bought, hey, but I'm going to be carried out to the Kochavim Zachta. We could be like in the first case, we were sitting at the shop, not in the safety deposit box. Well, Kohen Nami de Yatim Zachta, the Lord Dabwe. Also, the coin's there, but it's not the same. Why? The Stam of Ed Kochavim Mafa Api. What does it mean, Mafa Pai? Tadir Hu Tsoek, Altid Nam Bekach, Ere Bekach. He shouts, he's calling the shots, right? Va'akol Yodin, Chiesh Lochem. Everyone knows he's a partner. Aval Kohen, a Kohen is a Tsanua, he's a modest guy. He sits there quietly. Who? V'somech al atabach, he relies on the butcher. V'ein akol yodin shu shutaf. The way he sits like a nevish in the corner, they're minding his own business. No one thinks he's a partner in this place. The guy, he's shouting every second. Everyone knows he's a partner. Okay, you can see the spin here. Hey?
Generally, don't argue about the price.
Amar mar, now we talk about. We saw the brighter. The brighter said. we said there, the Brayta said, "Amishtaktiv uved kochvim upsulei mukdashim." I'm trying to get this a little bit quicker now. Right, it says upsulei mukdashim ein tzarich lirshom. If we said there that upsulei mukdashim, right, then they don't need to alma muchach milton. Therefore, it's obvious that it's upsulei mukdashim. But the how can it? That's what Rashi says. It's muchach al milta, the alma muchach miltayu. And that's muchach. Rashi says muchach milta what? The law mezabin leu kederich cholim. We don't sell them like cholim. That's what everyone knows. It's mukdashim she nifsa. Because we sell it differently. We do it differently. What are you talking about? Ha'ana and Tana. We learned in the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Masechet Bechorot. We'll see it again. Tana and psuleh mukdashin. The psulim nimkin, but these we sell them through a butcher. Benishchatim and they get shechted at a butcher. Benishkanim belitra and they get sold by the weight. So where's the difference over here? Exactly the same, like anything else. Rashi says there, Bashuk, Botanim Krim, right? It says, but at least in the marketplace, same thing. It says, the Tirgir of Adabar Arab. I'll explain, Kavira Papa, what? Botan Anim Karim, but talk about when this Mishnah said you can sell them like this, so only those you sell in your house, not in the market. Look at Rashi. Bechor, Botan Anim Karim, Betocha Bayit. Bechor Vemaser. Those are especially the Kohen who got Bechor and Maser. The hatam tnan chutz mina bechor v'amaser shanatan lebalim she'en demehen kodesh tichtiv bayhu lo tivdei v'lo tigal dahainu ein kedusha lebehen tichach lo yitiru lo bishvil hanatan nezalzev in the mochra meshuk kederi chulin ele betoch habayit. You can only sell them in your house. You can't sell them in the marketplace. You've got to keep them with kavod. And Amar Rav Huna shutaf barosh. Now, interesting question. If you are a shutaf in the head of the animal, the lechayim, right, the cheeks come from the head. We've seen that the cheek is more than just the cheeks. It's the tongue and the whole bottom, the lower part of the animal, right? So if you're a shutaf with a kohen, is a shutaf with you in the head, are you look at the Gemara says shutaf barosh, patur min alechi. As Rav Huna says, shutaf beyad if he owns half a hand with you, patur min alechi. You have to give the zora. Shutaf min ameayin if he owns the innards, patur min akeva. So now here comes the question: v'chia bar Rav Amar, afilo shutaf bechad behen. If he's patur shutaf the one of you, patur mikulan. If he's partly in the head, you have to give the zroa and the keva. If he's partly in the keva, you have to give the leche, the zroa, the shok and the lechai. So, mate, got a kasha there, bring a brighter. How can you say that? You make a deal with the kohen, right? That the head, the kohen actually says to you, the head is mine and the rest is yours. Oh, am I right? Shutaf berosh. Velo beyoter. Hold on, I feel like who's who here? I think it's like a Rosh Eli, right? The coin says the head stays man. V'kula shelach. I feel like chad b'me'ah barosh, even 1/100th of the head. Look at Rashi. I feel like chad b'me'ah. I feel like ain la kohen olover kochavim chelik b'zroa ele chad b'me'ah patur tabach. Right? Because even the coin's only got 1/100th of the head. Right? Uve coin olover kochavim said she machru b'hem le tabach yishal. We're talking about a coin who sold it to the Israel. We said patru completely, right? So again, hayad sheli v'kul shlach, the same idea. The coin sells you. He says, I'm keeping the hand, but everything else is yours. Afilu chad, even 100 of the head, patru. B'nei ma'im, the same idea. The innards are mine, v'kul shlach, and the rest of the animal is yours. Afilu chad, the me'ah b'hen. Even 100th patru. My love, patru min alechi v'chai v'kulan. Aren't we saying over here, as opposed to chia? Chia wants that you patru everything. Obviously speaking, the Brayta seems to say that it specifically mentions the head or the lech, or the hand or the kaiva. Why? To tell you patru min alechi, but you chayv in the others. Patru min azroa, the chayv in the others. Patru min akeiva, the patru in the others. And one says no, patru mikulan, exactly like chia wanted to say. We say, well, that's the case then. Velitni patru mikulan. One of the Brayta that we just brought here, this Mishnah, why didn't the Mishnah say, not patur, it said, afilu echad b'maya b'yad, patur. Why didn't it say, patur mikulan, you patur everything. V'od, and furthermore, we got a brighter that says, Tanya haroshni v'kul shalach, if the head's mine, rest is yours, afilu echad b'maya, barosh patur, min alechi v'chayev b'kulan. Ah, we see it's not like chia, tiyufta d'chia barav tiyufta. He has a chiyuv of chia barav. We knock him out. You only partner from the part that you've got to share in. You aren't part of the rest of the stuff. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda comes to the defense here of Chia by Rav. Amar Rav Chisda says, no. Hai matnita. There's a brighter. Ataite lechia by Rav. Which miscaused Chia by Rav to make his mistake. He was misled. What was the Braita? Here comes the Braita. This is the famous Braita over here, where we see what the 24 Matanot of the Kohen. Remember at the very beginning of the Perek, Rashi, we'll see it later on. Here it is. So the 24 Matanot Kohen, the 24 Matanot Kohen. V'chula nitnu l'Aaron l'vanav. They're all given to Aaron and his sons. In other words, not just Kohen Gadol, even to the Kohen Ragi. Bichlal uprat ubrit melach. They were given through a klal uprat. We're going to skip. I'm not going to spend too much time in this. But there was a learned through a klal uprat. V'yikach korach l'chol kodesh b'nei Yisrael. Says there was and a brit melach. What does it mean, brit melach? Ketiv b'sefer brit melach olam, who Rashi says. Second wild lines of Rashi. Keshem shebrit melach enem shovetet kach zo lo tishbot. We had a brit melach means it lasts forever. Okay, so it's learned through a klal uprat and it's forever. It's la netzach v'kolim got these matanot. The chola over alehen, look at this. Anybody who is over on them doesn't fulfill these mitzvahs. Kilu over al bichlal uprat. He's over on all the limud of this klal uprat. U brit melach. And the brit melach. Ve'ilu hayin, these are them. Eser b'migdash, 10 of the matanot they have to use in the Bala Migdash. Rashi says here, b'migdash. Right, b'migdash. Eser b'migdash, nitnu lahem betoch azara l'ochlan. They have to eat in the azara. I'll run through them very quickly. The Arba Yerushalayim, and four of them they can have eat anywhere in Yerushalayim. The Eser, but 10 of them they can eat anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. So 10, or remember that, 10, 4, 10. 10 in Azara, 4 in Yerushalayim, and 10 even in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Begvulin. Eser, I mean, what are the 10 in the Migdash? Chatat, the Korban Chatat, the Chatat Of, and the bird offering of Chatat, Asham Vadai, the Asham, Asham Talui. The Ziv Cheshal Tzibur and of the Shlamim of the Tzibur, Velog Shemen from this week's Parsha, of the Velog Shemen of Metzora. That was the Metzora, the Velog Shemen, whatever left over the Kohen gets. Veshtei HaLechem, this is number 7, and the two Lechem of Shavuot, Velechem HaPanim and the Lechem from the Beit HaMikdash every week, Veshairei Menachot and the leftovers of the Menachot, Umminchat Omer and the Minchat Omer of Shavuot, those are the 10 which have to be eaten inside the Azara, Kodesh Kodashim. Four of them in Yerushalayim, Habechora, that's the firstborn animals, Vabikurim, the firstborn fruits, Umuram Minatoda. Now, interesting, remember this is important. Muram Minatoda, the parts that, remember, the, for every Toda, there's 40 breads and they take off 4 of each. Remember, of each, they take off the Toda, the meat, etc. Umiel Nazir. Now, these are counted as one. This is number 3. Muram Minatoda, Umiel Nazir. Also, on the Isle of the Nazir, where the Nazirah brings his Eilim, they get also Vaorot Kodshim. And the skins, the hides of the kochim, those are the 4. They're actually 5, 2 are the same. The eser b'gvulim, and they're 10 that eat in the rest of the gvulim. Truma, the trumat maser, that's what the lady gives him. The chala, the reshit hagez, the wool. Umatanot, upidyon haben. Sorry, umatanot, that's our matanot, the 3 matanot, the lechi, the keiva, and the zoa. Upidyon haben, Rashi says here, the 5 stone, the 5 coins of the pidyon haben. Upidjon Peter Chamor, Rashi says he has a seh, you know, you redeem the firstborn donkey with a seh. Uzdei Achuza, remember Zdei Achuza? Sheikdish v'lo agalai, if somebody dedicated a Zdei Achuza, he has a certain period of time to come and redeem it from the Bible. If he doesn't redeem it, then the gizbar, the treasurers can sell it. At the end of the Yovel year, so the guy who bought it from the gizbar, he only has it till the Yovel. End of the Yovel, it goes back to the Gizbar and the Kohanim who were in working on that Yom Kippur, they get it. Right? Uzdei Charamim, that's where people Magdish. Look at this, the Kutei Rashi of Yastei Charamim, right at the bottom there. Yisrael Shechrimu Shtehen. Machrim, they donated their stuff to the Lamikdash. Also at the end, it goes to the Kohanim at the end of the Yovel, I think. The Gezel Ager, if you stole from a Ger and he dies and there's no way to get back to you, it goes to the Kohanim. Right? So now, those are 10 for 10. So what was the mistake that Chir Abba made? Hu savar midekachashiv lehu lematanot v'chada. Since this writer counted the matanot, the zoa, keiva, and the chayim as one, not as 3, chadaninu, it's one. And therefore, if you patru from the one, you patru from them all. It's a fair mistake he made, right? Rav Chisa comes into the face. He's not just an idiot, Rav Chir Abba, he made svara. Right? Velohi. And that was his mistake. The Gemara said, now, wait a second. Atu mori mitoda v'ayil nazir dechashav jiv leo kechada mishum dechada ninu. But what? But maybe, look here.
we counted Muram betoda v'ayo nazir also as one. Right? The kachashi lo kechada. And they won. So he says, no. Ela kevan de dami en la'adade chashiv lo kechada. Why did we count them as one? Because they're similar to each other. Hachinami kevan de dami en la'adade chashiv lo kechada. That's why the Torah counted the matanot as one as well. But even though they counted as one, they're actually three separate matanot. They aren't dependent one on the other. Right, the Gemara gives a question. Okay, we're doing now. We've got 1 minute. Right? Let's just quickly. Ibai Elehu. Harosh Shalcha v'kudosh Limahu. Here, now we've got a situation over here. What's tomorrow's stuff like?
So we finish the Perek. So
tomorrow we finish the Perek. And we have to finish it. It's a long time. Okay, let's just quickly go. Give 1 minute, okay? Ibai Elehu. You've got a kashya over here. Right? Harosh Shalach v'kudosh Shali. Right? Harosh shelach v'kula sheli. Rashi says Kohen mocher tabach harosh kolim shchita. The Kohen sells to the butcher the head before the shchita. Mahu batar chiyuv vazen. Do we go after the chiyuv? The chiyuv in a gabe Yisraelu, and the Yisrael is the one who's got a chiyuv over here, right? But the rosh, right? Remember the Kohen sells the head to the Yisrael, and the Yisrael has got the chiyuv of the lechayim. Or deal with batar ikam hevis, we go after the majority of the animal. And the majority of the animal belongs to the kohen, and therefore you patur. The ikam hevis, the kohen. So the Gemara says, Toshwa, we go bright over here. Oved kochavim v'kohen. Two guys. She masru tzonam Yisrael igzoz. They gave Yisrael to shear their wool. Patur. Obviously they're patur. Why? Because the kohen and the kohen's going. Now, but look at that brighter. Halokeach gez tzono shlo oved kochavim patur mirishna gez. V'ze chomer. But this is more chamur than the rishna gez. This is more chamus. And there with the gez, we say you patur, even though it could belong to the Kohen. Shmabina batar chiyuv. As that's right. Now we see over here that there's a chiyuv. Even though you only own the head and he owns the whole body, you've got to give him the matar.